way.
We're down there with
Arkansas. Well, we're 48. We're 48. What's so wonderful about that? Wow, the state of Georgia is 48.
I always just keep my own Mississippi in Arkansas because that's what they say, that Mississippi says thank goodness for Arkansas.
Yeah, right.
Arkansas says thank goodness for Mississippi.
Well, we must say thank goodness for both of them because we're right down at the bottom, too.
Right.
When my children went to Henderson High School, which you passed over there, which is now a middle school, mm-hmm. that was number 3 in the country.
Wow.
Number 3 high school in the country for academics. It's way down at the bottom.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, I mean, it's not a high school anymore, but
so
it's a middle school.
Do you think education has something to do with the way folks talk?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know. Because I know a lot of educated people who don't know how to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Think they do, but they don't.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you perceive a difference in how older folks and younger folks talk? Somebody from your generation?
Yeah.
Somebody from maybe my generation?
Well, go lower than, I don't know, how old are you?
Okay, well, let's just go lower.
Yeah.
The generation below. Let's say somebody who's 20 versus somebody who's 60.
All right, I have a niece who's 31.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks so fast and garbles her words so badly, she has to repeat everything she says to me. And she knows she's going to do it, so I repeat it. I don't know why she does it. She went to Lovett, to the Lovett School here in Atlanta, and they all talk that way. It's kind of a, they have a name for it. I can't, Lovett, Lovettese,
ah.
Joni would say. Well, you know, Aunt Flo, I talk Lovettese. And I say, well, you need to talk something else. Now that she's older, she's married, has a new baby, she's more, not so much, I hate to put labels, but
oh, you can,
she is from a spoiled, I mean, that sounds bad because my children are rotten, but she's the youngest of 3 children who, the youngest was 9 when she was born, so she's a late baby. For my sister, and she has had many, many opportunities that other children haven't, because my sister's husband's also a doctor, and as he was making more money, Joni was, you know, privileged to have more things. Mm-hmm. She made a debut, and you know, all that
right.
false stuff. Sorry.
I remember that when I was growing up.
Did you have one?
No, ma'am.
Oh.
I sure did not. I was vehemently opposed to it, but it was still.
Well, you know, it's just a lot of, to me, waste of money.
Yes,
I mean, it's like,
so.
It's why do you need to do that? People made debuts a long time ago so they could meet a husband. I mean, she already had one boy she was engaged to, you know. But that was her group, and they made their debuts. But they were all so phony to me, people. Now she's not, because now she's different. She's grown up, and she's out of that. But it was just phony to me.
In the way she talked.
And the way she talked was very phony.
Wow.
Because it's not, it's unintelligible. You can't understand what they're saying to one another. It's like when black people are talking to each other and they don't want you to know what they're talking about.
Right. So do you perceive, that was my next question, a difference between the way black folks and white folks
talk? Oh, yeah, definitely. Except that I have a really good black friend who's from Pennsylvania. In fact, she's the DVS at our hospital, speaks beautifully. Her father is a Baptist minister. She grew up, you know, in a church family. I don't mean her house. I mean the church family. And she's just well-spoken.
So do you think if she called you on the phone, could you tell that she was black?
No. No, if Tracy called.
Do you think that general, you have an ear to tell if somebody calls you on the phone and if they're black?
If they're from here, I think you do. Don't
what,
you?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It?
I don't know. At the hospital, I have to say this, and it sounds very conceited, but I'm very well liked at the hospital by everybody because I put myself out to be nice.
Mm-hmm.